This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
this is a big mistake, this book. He is guilty of crimes. And if we had a Justice Department that was doing their job instead of spending...
It's your Justice Department, Mr. President. Mr. President, you're the Republican in charge. You've got a Republican running it.
What, I answer this all the time. What he did, Brian, was terrible. He leaked classified information in order to try and get a special counsel.
He says it wasn't classified, Mr. President.
A little pushback from Steve Ducey, Shelby Holiday. When the president goes off like that on the FBI and Comey, he says he's staying out of justice for now, but he might not in the future. Is he giving ammunition to critics in the media who think he's trying to influence the investigation?
Absolutely, because he keeps playing with the idea that he might do something. And that hints that he might, yes, meddle in the investigation. I think it's a great point. I'm glad Steve pointed out it's your Justice Department. Everyone you're slamming here is a Republican in the Justice Department, and you have control over this, Mr. President. I think what people were surprised by, not so much the words that the president said in that interview, but his tone. When you just played the clip, you can hear how amped up he is. You know, some people described it as hysterical. You can tell he's really passionate about this.
Hold on. It wasn't hysterical. It was certainly amped up. He was loud. He was ticked off. And this is his style.
Of course.
But you can tell
how much it's bothering him.
That part I can't dispute. The Federalists dug up some key information from this report by the House Intel Committee Republicans about the whole dossier affair. It had to do with James Clapper, who was President Obama's Director of National Intelligence, and the media. Explain.
Yeah, last week we talked about how James Comey's first memo said that Clapper asked him to do that briefing of the dossier to Trump. And he said in that memo, CNN is looking for a hook in order to justify writing
news
about
hook,
it.
News hook, correct.
This House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence had a report, both Democrats and Republicans contributed to this, actually, showing that James Clapper did give inconsistent testimony, but admitted that he had been talking to Jake Tapper, one of the authors on that dossier story, which got everything going in early January. He lied about it. He'd given conflicting information. We're starting to see some pieces of the puzzle put together that show that there was a really high-level contact between journalists and a key top officials during the Obama administration.
But you're not saying that CNN shouldn't have reported it, but you're saying that this was done in order to push the story out, that that's what Clapper was doing?
I think it's a great example of how when you have anonymous sources asking you to do something to push their preferred narrative, you should be really skeptical about that. And you should make sure that you are thinking through why they're wanting to do something and whether your coverage accurately reflects the whole story.
Right. Now, Juan, you know, it was a big story for CNN to report that the president had been briefed on this dossier and given a two-page summary, some dispute about that. But it's a pretty damning finding against Clapper, especially if he didn't tell the truth initially about his contacts with CNN, where he now works as a contributor.
Right. But I don't know that this is so different. I mean, obviously, when you're a reporter in Washington and you're trying to get sources, if you can get to Clapper, if you can get to Jim Comey as FBI director, or or Andrew McCabe, for example, McCabe was found to have lied about contacts with reporters, apparently.
Wall Street Journal, yeah.
Apparently unauthorized. But the idea that reporters, that an Anderson Cooper, whoever, is going at these sources, and that the sources calculate about the impact of media exposure for a piece of information that was so explosive is not crazy.
But I would like to add, we know that the man who wrote the dossier was briefing reporters, including CNN, earlier
Taylor,
that year, and that is likely why CNN had the information in the first place.
Right, but this thing about a news hook and Clapper not telling the truth, according to this report, and getting it to CNN as a way of putting it out, raises a whole set of questions.
I'll tell you what it all looks like. The way these lines are connecting, the dots are connecting here, it's all collusion. If the exchange in the D.C. Beltway is rumor, innuendo, and leaks, and that's the economy in which they operate off of, well, then, look, if you're going to play the game, then you've got to make sure that you absorb, the digital technology. And you demonstrate that you're on the same team because you want access to that information, right? Can you kind of see how this influence how this has been working out and how it's been orchestrated. I'll tell you, we're being worked here, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your eyes open. John Whitehead coming up next, and we'll talk more about that right after this.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here as we get into, you know, the topics, and we have the expert guest here to steer away from opinion. I mean, we've got enough opinion flying around. Let's get down to the facts, all right, and pursue the truth no matter where it leads. That's why we're grateful for our next guest, John Whitehead, a constitutional attorney and author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. He asks, is the U.S. government evil? He says, you tell me. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Fine. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I saw your latest article here, is U.S. government evil? You tell me. And I had to get you on right away because we needed to talk about this because, first of all, you know, according to our Constitution, we the people make up the government. It's the people that we've assigned and entrusted to run this government that are quite suspect. But, we're part and parcel to what evil is being, you know, demonstrated here in our government. Because if we the people are the government, then in essence, we're allowing and accommodating this evil.
Yeah, there was the great, again, most people have never read many of these philosophers, but a British statesman years ago, Edmund Burke, and this is his quote, he said this, it's a warning. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men and women to do nothing. And we don't hold our government accountable today, the so-called government. Most people are so busy either watching television or on screen devices today, their children, everybody's completely distracted now, or by the latest silly thing going on, like the recent roasting of Donald Trump at the White House press conference. People are focusing on those things. While as we all know now, and it was verified by the FBI in a memo, there is a so-called group called the Deep State that actually runs the government. And there was a Princeton University study that came out several years ago. They studied 20 years of laws and regulations passed in Washington, D.C., and this study came to the conclusion, and this is an actual quote, where the United States is ruled by an oligarchy, a moneyed elite that most people don't know.
Right.
And they manipulate things behind the scenes. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, you have Princeton University saying it. I mean, and you have a number of credible sources out there that are talking about all the things that this government has done in the past. And again, most Americans don't keep up with it. And what I'm telling people is that education precedes action. If you want to really have a free future or a partially free future for your children, your grandchildren, you're going to have to wake up.
Exactly.
And open your eyes and see what's going on around you. And again, I've written books on my book, Battlefield America. I go into a lot of weird things that, and these are all credible sources, by the way, New York Times, Washington Post, that report these things, but they never hit CNN mainstream news.
Yeah, it's amazing how all that information is squashed there, John.
It's
squashed there.
With the silliness.
Yeah.
People sit around and watch silliness. And it's basically what they're watching is when we're debating what how so a president's roasted at a silly dinner and debating it endlessly. What in the world is going on behind the scenes by the people that really run the government? And again, I've worked in out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years and sued the president, sued a number of congressmen and all the stuff they're doing. And I've seen how it operates. It operates. Money runs the show. It just does. I mean, they want your money. Why do you? We just have tax day. You're paying all this money. What does it go for? You have people sitting around in offices now that, but you got the Border Patrol, like 80% of the Border Patrol agents don't ever go to the border. What are they doing? What are they doing?
Well, John, as long as they keep us busy and working.
So the congressmen spend maybe 1 to 2 days a week going to a phone bank to raise money for the next campaign.
Right.
And we're paying for that.
Exactly.
So there are a lot of things going on with SWAT team raids, going through people's doors, kids getting shot. And then in my articles, you should go to the website at Rutherford.org and read this article, folks. Is the U.S. government evil? You tell me. I go into some of these weird experiments that have been done in the past and all the things that are that have happened in the past, and I believe they're still happening, by the way. So what I'm telling people is get educated and wake up. As James Madison, who wrote our Bill of Rights, said, you ought to mistrust all those in power.
Exactly. Well, John, as you say, this has been going on for a long time. It is very diabolical. It is, we're in right now, I believe, a season of exposure, and we can thank President Donald Trump for this, in finally, calling out the deep state. And then, of course, you got James Comey. This whole Comey-Mueller deal, John, I think this is bigger than people realize. I mean, it's kind of like Watergate. When Watergate first broke out, we thought, okay, is this a little minor break-in? And then you realize, wow, this is crazy. We got a lot of players here and people at the upper level involved in making this happen, and it's demonstrating just how corrupt the government is. And I think we could only handle so much, so we really, we had to sew the body up as quickly as we possibly could.
And you hit it right. They sewed the body up. No one's talking about it anymore.
Exactly. And so here we are now. It's opened up again, and we can thank James Comey because he's self-incriminating. I mean, the longer that he goes on his book tour and the things he says and how he contradicts himself. And then Mueller, I don't know if you've read the Louis Gohmert expose on the unmasking of Bob Mueller. Wow, it is provocative. And you start connecting the dots here, John, and it reinforces what you're talking about in terms of the evil government and this underlying deep state, this group of Templars that's operating in the shadows that are really moving, the pinions of our government.
Yeah, again, like I say, most people are distracted. You hit it. And they sew up the patient really quick, hide what's the stink of the rotting body, and we're back to talking about things that have no meaning anymore. And again, you're right. The people operating in government now, if they disagree with a president, a congressman, watch out.
Yeah.
They can go after that person. All of a sudden, you're finding things coming out about this individual that may not be true. But here's the thing. The media reports it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look what they did to Ronnie Jackson. What did they do to Ronnie Jackson?
Yep. The thing is, though, again, as you look at it deeply, like I say, this has been going on a long time, and these are things that I've written about. I mean, how many Americans know this, that right after World War II, and this is all documented by all credible sources, the United States government brought in some of the biggest, chiefest Nazis out of Germany and brought them into government? Universities, the military. I mean, a guy named Reinhold Gehlen helped set up the NSA and different groups like that in this country. He was Hitler's chief surveillance spy chief. William Patrick Coffey in 1938 was sent by over by the FBI chief to see how Nazi Germany operated with their secret police. Patrick Coffey was mesmerized by him. He loved him. He came back and reported how much. And I mean, these are things I report in my books. They're all documented. We've been dealing. Our government seems not to have any morals, and that's another thing. What happened to morality in our
exactly
country and among the chief leaders?
Well, our founding fathers said it was absolutely critical, and this is what the Constitution was designed for. for a moral people? And is it any wonder right now that this country of ours finds ourselves in chaos because we've abandoned the rule of law, we've become lawless on so many levels, and we have this other shadow government that's operating that needs to be looked at much, much closer and needs to be cleaned up. John Whitehead with us.
Down morality to the young people.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you, always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is with us. John, you know, this past week with the, with what Senator John Tester did to Ronny Jackson, this is a pattern that has happened time and again. We saw it from the well of the Senate when Harry Reid put out a bunch of false accusations about Mitt Romney when he was running for president. And his response very smugly was, well, he didn't get elected president, so I guess that worked. I mean, this is this stuff that is happening in the deep state. And Harry Reid is able to lie from the well of the Senate, and there's no consequence. John Tester irresponsibly puts out unsubstantiated rumor and information, false information about Ronny Jackson. And what's he going to do? I mean, this guy, he's an admiral, for goodness sakes. This is a career military man who served our, you know, our country. And this guy gets thrown under the bus without, you know, with impunity. I mean, you know, what consequences Tester going to face or anybody else in the deep state? Maybe Tester won't get reelected. Maybe that's it.
Or maybe he will. But here's the key. The media picks up on the information they're fed, reports it as news. And I've often said, I've been on almost all the news shows. Mm-hmm. Good Morning America, all of them, I've been on them. And what I've noticed is that your average newscaster, a lot of them are not the brightest folks in that's how they look on the camera. That's what's important. They pick up the information, they feed it to the public, and most people are sitting there shaking their heads forward, like, yes, this is true, this is true.
Right.
But again, question everything. What did James Madison say? We ought to mistrust all those in power. That includes the people in the media. They pick it and they run with it. And they can destroy anybody with false information now, because the way the media runs and picks it up and just shoots it out to the public, it's gone in 4 days. But that person that's a subject matter of the so-called investigation can get destroyed in 4 days.
Right. And well, the amazing thing, John, is that with all the people getting destroyed on a daily basis, the media complicit with this conspiracy that's been taking place, interesting that Donald Trump has been able to hold them at bay.
Yeah. And Trump rides with him. Remember, he was part of a reality TV show program. He knows how the media runs. The media is a reality TV show program, a directed reality TV show program. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to tell people that. And a recent study shows, by the way, that watching TV a lot is like a drug. It makes your brain kind of stop working. You move slower. You don't think. So what I'm telling people is just, you know, don't listen. They may be saying something on the news, but is it true or is it not true? Question it. Don't accept it as fact, folks. And we've been doing that too long. And what you do then is tell people, you look at the three words the Constitution starts with. It's we the people. What does that say? We the people are the government.
That's right.
And I think you said it at the beginning of the show. Who's complicit in all this? It's the average American who sits around, watches it, and doesn't take action, doesn't object to it, doesn't say, I'm not watching any more of this stuff. I'm turning it off. I'm telling other people to. And I'm getting involved in my local government. I'm going to make sure that all the things we're seeing happening around the country, our government can speak back at the local level. The 10th Amendment allows that. And here's the other thing. Average kids that are coming out of law school today, they don't even know what's in the Bill of Rights anymore. It's not taught in school. So why is that? Why are not our children taught the Constitution anymore, even in law school? Do they want us to know it? Well, obviously, the public education system doesn't.
Right, exactly.
Because they don't know it. Mm-hmm. If you don't know your rights, you can't exercise them.
Exactly.
If you don't know you have a right to speak up and get a picket sign, get out there in front of that building where they're producing the false information and picket them and show that there's people that are going to stand up. And let me tell you this, the politicians fear that worse than anything. Mm-hmm. An organized populace, they hate it.
Well, look what's happening. A small group of people, John. I mean, we had Brigitte Gabriel on last week, and she was talking about just the numbers, the small numbers of people. It doesn't take a whole lot of people to get congressmen nervous. But if we don't take a stand against these things, to your point, then look at, you know, we just get more of the same. And, you know, they figure, okay, all they're going to do is deal with, you know, the resistance. It's the squeaky wheel getting the juice right now. And right now, it's the tail shaking the dog. And then we're wondering at home going, what is going on with our country? Well, what's going on is while you've been sleeping, there's these proactive activists who've been out there stealing our government away from us.
Yes, and again, the FBI memo that was leaked, and I was one of the first people to come out and talk about the deep state. I read that memo. I said, why are people talking about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It said that there's a seventh floor group that operates under the State Department,
yeah,
known as the deep state. They called it that, that runs the government. And I started talking about it. I started getting interviewed, and I was saying, hey, but then just my research over the years has shown, it's the Princeton University study that I talked about, mm-hmm, at the beginning of the show. When Princeton University studies, the government says we're run by a moneyed elite, an oligarchy. This is not a republic. It's not a democracy. We're ruled by a class of people that are very, very wealthy, connected to government officials. Listen, government officials, they go into the congressman, whoever they get elected, they go into government, people that are, you know, chosen to a Comey or whatever. When they get out, they write books. They go to work for big companies, and they become very wealthy people. That is just the standard operation how government operates.
Right.
And I've seen it over and over and over. The Clintons are a good example, by the way. Basically, people without any money from Arkansas, and now they're one of the wealthiest people in the world. How did they get to be wealthy? They got in government.
Mm-hmm.
And they connected to very wealthy people who helped run the government.
And then they go out there and they sell the government's, the people's assets.
Exactly.
And here they are. I mean, and still, it's amazing to me, John, that they're able to get away with this. And this is what the people are frustrated about, because we see, okay, you pinch Michael Flynn, you go after Michael Cohen, and you go, wait a minute, you know, what happened to Hillary Clinton with all the missing emails and the pay-to-play stuff? And you say it took a long time. I mean, Peter Schweitzer wrote about Hillary Clinton doing all this stuff, the uranium deal, what, 2.5-3 years ago? And it's just barely resonating now. It's like, I don't know, are we at that moment with Jack Nicholson, you know, that we can't handle the truth? Is that where we are?
I think most people cannot handle the truth because most people believe the lie. And the lie is presented to them over the media.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, we're not questioning. People with Christian morals, I mean, Christianity basically says people have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Right,
they
right.
Call it sin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, the Roman government was loved in its time. It ruled the world, and it put a guy named Jesus on the cross. And what did he do? Let's think about that. Why was he crucified? He did good things. He spoke out occasionally against the government. I mean, that's the way the government has operated for years, and we had a chance in this country in 1776 to change things around, and we have for a while, but now we've allowed it to get out of control because we don't stay involved in our government anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Most
yeah.
Americans don't even know what their local city council is doing. They have no idea. They're not even involved in their local government. If you're not involved in your government, then it's going to do what it wants to do. And that's, again, as the Princeton study showed, it'll be run by people with money, and they'll tell the politicians what to do.
Exactly.
They make their money.
Then it comes down to us minions just working hard, trying to provide for our families. And meanwhile, the big baton that Ronald Reagan said that needs to be passed on to the next generation, is it falls to the ground.
No, we're paying all this tax money. And listen, I've written about this. Our infrastructure in this country is collapsing. Bridges are breaking down. Roads are falling apart. We're seeing an economic decline coming, obviously, with the way Amazon's working. And again, I've written about this, and people should go to our website, ruffit.org, and read it. The Pentagon put out a training video. It says in 2030, this country's going to break down economically. We're going to have riots. They're going to have to impose martial law. They're predicting that by 2030. Folks, that's 12 years away. It doesn't look good. The future doesn't look good. The only way it can get changed around is for the American people to get up off their butts and do something about it.
Yeah, it starts with education, as you say, John. Education precedes action. There it is. Don't fall for the lie. Go to the website that John was referring to and get educated. Get involved and get in the fray. Remind everybody the website again, John. We got 10 seconds.
It's Rutherford.org. It's Rutherford.org.
John, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Okay, you ready to break out the bark art and that wide brim hat? We're talking Kentucky Derby time. It is back. Time to gear up for one of the most fashionable events of the year and the fastest 2 minutes in sports. Whether you're planning an elaborate soiree or hosting an intimate party, having the perfect drink and entertainment options will create an unforgettable gathering. That's what we're talking about. Renowned sommelier, author, and entertaining expert Sarah Tracy is with us. She is live on site from Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. And I will say to you, Sarah, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm great. I'm at Churchill Downs. I mean, what could be better than that? There's horses that are warming up today. I mean, excitement in the air is really building up, and I can tell this weekend is going to be fantastic.
Well, I asked you earlier, how does someone based out of Brooklyn end up at in Louisville, Kentucky for the Derby?
I think Louisville, the Derby's become pretty much a national holiday by now. You know, people are celebrating it all over the country, not just here in Louisville. And it's important to me that I help you with all the tools and tips and tricks you need to throw your own Derby celebration at home wherever you are in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think a big part of that is wine and cocktails.
Exactly.
You have to have a festive cocktail for Derby. So I think that, you know, most people do think about bourbon when they think about Derby Day and, of course, the hats and horses. But, you know, I think it's important to have great wine on hand as well. You need options for your guests. You want everyone to feel comfortable and welcome. And not everybody can drink bourbon all day long.
No.
So, you know, creating a wine-based cocktail is a great way to kick off your event.
Exactly.
I invented something fun with a Perut sparkling wine and just a little pineapple jam muddled with fresh mint leaves, you know, pouring about an ounce and a half of gin and shake it up over ice and then top it off with some fruit sparkling wine. It's just a nice, refreshing springtime cocktail.
Exactly. Wow, how much fun. As you started to say, you've got to be at the Derby, you got to like, obviously, horses, hats, and partying. I mean, it all goes together, doesn't it?
It's all about the fashion, I think. When else are you going to break out your seersucker suit and pastel bow tie?
Yes, exactly. So let's talk about your favorite Derby cocktail recipes.
Yes, so the sparkling pineapple julep I mentioned is a wonderful way to start. And then, again, having great wine on hand, I think, is important. And you can even, you know, set out little dishes and bites that pair with the different wines that you want to serve.
Sarah, so let's talk about some Derby-themed bites that viewers should consider including in their Derby party.
Yeah, so what a time to bring out some Southern flair. I think easy-going bites like a country ham and peach flatbread is really delicious, and you can serve that with a rosé wine. Rosé is perfect for spring, and it's got fresh, juicy berry tones that just really play off the savory ham on the flatbread, so great pairing there. It's kind of sweet, too. Don't forget about Derby pie.
Gotta have Derby pie. Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah. And 14 Hands Winery has actually created a limited-release Kentucky Derby Red blend specifically for the Derby, and it's the preferred wine of the day. It's going to be served here at Churchill Downs, and I think you can pick it up at your local grocery store or wine shop, so you can incorporate that into your spread. And the wine is really ripe, and it's a nice, rich, and juicy red that I think is going to be a knockout combination with your Derby pie.
Mm-hmm.
And then some Southern classics like country ham on biscuits with mustard and jam, and let everyone have fun with that. Also really brilliant with a nice rosé.
It's not fair, Sarah. You're making me hungry. I'm ready to party now. I mean, it's just not fair. So let's talk entertainment ideas, all part of the party. You know, we got the theme. We know it's Derby time and all that good stuff. So what kind of ideas do you have for us for those planning Derby parties?
Well, of course, we already talked about encouraging our guests to embody the spirit of the day with a dress code. But I think one thing that's even a level above that is creating a hat station where people can decorate their own hats. So, set up some glue guns and flowers and ribbon and just let everyone get creative and let their crafty side out there. So that's always a fun activity, and they'll have a little keepsake take home. I also think things like lawn games, like horseshoes and cornhole, are always really fun. And then finally, you have to bet on your winning horse. So setting out a leaderboard with the names of the horses and little wager cards, and let's just bet and maybe even provide a great prize for the winner.
Exactly. Well, good fun. Well, what is it about women in the Derby hats? They go all out. I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's, better than Halloween almost.
I think it's sad that we're no longer wearing elaborate hats on a daily basis. There's only a few times a year that you can respectably bring them out, maybe like the royal wedding or Derby Day. So, any excuse to just go completely over the top, a little extra with your headwear, to me, is always so much fun.
Mm-hmm. How about, Sarah, with all the parties and events that you've done Derby-wise, what's been your most favorite?
I think this year is going to be the best because I'm actually here at the race. I'm going to get to experience it firsthand. chance. So I've never actually been before. I've always hosted things and attended different events, but actually being here is the dream come true.
Kind of amazing when you think about it, as you say, you know, the race itself, about 2 minutes. The throngs of people, the environment, the festive environment, everything, it's really special. And I'm jealous for you that you're right there in the midst of it. Boy, this is quite the experience, kind of a bucket list experience, isn't it?
I think so. And from what I gather, you know, it's a whole week long of partying among everyone here in Louisville. So I'm gearing up to start everything. Even on Wednesday, there's going to be parties and events all week long. It's really just a great celebration to be a part of.
Yeah, and I like the way you say Louisville because, see, a lot of people don't know how to say Louisville. They think it's Louisville or Louisville or whatever, you know, but it's Louisville, you know, and that's, you know, so you've been officially indoctrinated and you're saying it correctly. Of course, you would because you're the expert, you know, so.
Well, thank you for that. I'm doing my best.
Attagirl
for the week at least.
Exactly. So where can our listeners go for more information, Sarah Tracy?
Yes, so my site, Lush Life, has everything you need with wine, entertaining, and lifestyle, and it has all the recipes I talked about today. It's thelushlife.xyz. So you can go there, and if you want to pick up the 14 Hands Limited Release Kentucky Derby Red Blend Wine, again, your local grocery store or wine shop will have it, or you can go to 14hands.com.
Well, Sarah Tracy, a sommelier, a wine educator, event consultant based out of Brooklyn, believes that opening a bottle of wine is the cheapest and quickest way to travel the world without leaving your sofa. Think about it. And life is way too short not to drink wines that you absolutely love. I'm right with you, Sarah, on that one. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it. Have a fun time at the Derby. All righty. Take care.
Your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time.
Bill Martinez.
With everything exists to lift you high, so alive. And if the wind goes where you send it, so
live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Always great to have Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Families, Director of Media and Culture, and PluggedIn.com. Avengers, Bob, boy, talk about a weekend record-breaking, huh? Infinity War has gone absolutely nuts.
Does it make you wish you had stock in the Disney?
I'm telling you. Wow. Geniuses have come through, huh?
Well, $250 million domestically.
Wow.
But their international box office pushed this week opening weekend to $630
million.
Wow. So the $250 million is the all-time biggest opening in the United States ever. Push past Force Awakens, which had opened to
Star Wars
7.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Disney tends to guess on a little on the low side. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't find when all the box office really, when they sharpen their pencils and tally everything, they might find this is a $255 million weekend. Whatever.
Mm.
It was absolutely huge.
It's what we call boffo, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Real buffo.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Now, you know, we've got listeners right now, of course, that haven't seen it, and they're wondering, you know, should they? And I'm going to go right to the end before I say a little bit about it. And mm-hmm. I felt that it was a dissatisfying ending. I've got to be very careful that I don't spoil it. But let's say the film is 2.5 hours long, and when it ends on a cliffhanger note, you're really, and I didn't know this going into the screening, mm-hmm. that you're really setting up next summer's next Avengers film to carry the story load and bring resolution. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone's different. Mm-hmm.
But I don't like. I'm like you. I don't like waiting for a year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's we're being manipulated, right?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm looking right now. I'm on Rotten Tomatoes. It's on my computer screen. I wanted to know how did audiences and how did critics like it? Mm-hmm. And the audience score is 93%. So despite the fact that you and me would find a film that's part one of part two, that they didn't call this film part one, by the way, and you don't find that out until the end, 93% of the people still walking out of the theaters and with the people on their yellow tablets and legal tablets are going, mm-hmm. hey, how'd you like this film? People are going, thumbs up. Anyways, mm-hmm. I'm a little odd on that. I realize that I'm not the guy. If I didn't do what I did for a living, I am not the guy who would have lined up, you know, a week ago outside the theater waiting to be the first one in the theater. There's, in fact, you know, someday, I don't know, 10 years from now, whenever it is, mm-hmm. if the Lord moves me on, I probably have seen my last Avengers film. There you go.
Well, you and I will be together. You know, we'll be there hanging out together, talking about the good old days and going, hey, did you see that latest Avengers film? No.
Yeah,
are you interested in? No.
My wife and I went out to dinner or lunch yesterday with some really good friends, mm-hmm. and friends that don't see much in the way of movies, but they had made an exception to go see I Can Only Imagine. It's an interesting thing because here's Avengers taking the world by storm, and I Can Only Imagine, in my opinion, is such a better film. You know, it brings resolution, it brings clarity, it mm-hmm. shows forgiveness, it shows a father-son bonding. I mean, it's just, you know, there's just so many good moments, you know, where you're teary-eyed one moment and excited the next. Adventures doesn't give you any of that, in my opinion.
No, not at all.
You don't bring your Kleenex. They don't grab you. The plot is very simple. Okay, here's the plot for those who want to know what's it about. In the comic book world, there is a megalomaniac named Thanos. Well, this is the villain that this movie highlights. He's almost godlike in his power. I mean, he can do just about anything. But if he collects all six Infinity Stones, which are, we're told, were some kind of gems that were created in the creation of the world, if he can get them all, collect all six, he really will have godlike powers. And, he's well on his way as the film progresses to collecting all six. And one Avenger can't take him on, but maybe all of them can take it on together. Now, he doesn't see himself as a cosmic tyrant. He sees himself as a savior. The reason being is that the universe, in his opinion, is overpopulated. So if he collects all six of these Infinity Stones, he plans on getting rid of half the universe population. And then the other half can survive.
Sounds like Ted Turner.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And, of course, I'm glad the Avengers are on the right side of that, that they're like, no, we don't call humanity because it's a good thing. Anyway, mm-hmm. this movie had some really good things going for it. It's typical in most superhero movies. A lot of heroism, a lot of willingness to sacrifice, and which is always good. But this one also had more crude references, more violence, more destruction, more death. We gave it a 2.5 out of 5, which is pretty typical for a lot of superhero movies. I had one of my colleagues this morning say, Bob, we may have been a little generous on this one. Mm. Maybe should have given it a 2. Well, that is possible as well. But again, I know what he's saying because the body count is high. There is a lot of death and destruction. And everything in this film is really big, if you will. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I have a feeling the payroll alone on this film must have been $100 million. I mean, before they even shot a scene, just to hire all these folks on. You know,
right, exactly.
The Robert Downey Jr.
Well, you got a cast that's endless. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, and because they're endless, they, you know, don't get very much screen time per each. I mean, they're just putting them in even though the film went 2.5 hours.
Right.
So I would also say that there are, despite our 2.5s for a lot of superhero movies, we've got parents that say, yeah, but I let my kids go to see, you know, Superman. And by the way, this, in my opinion, is no Superman. This one, because it was so much death and destruction and mayhem, parents might want to for sure read the longer review just to make sure if they're going to make an exception for their younger kid, is this the film to go out on and make that exception for?
Well, how about a balancer, Bob? How about this week we'll go see Like Arrows and balance out the psychological impact?
And I'm glad you mentioned that because it's tomorrow night and Thursday night only.
Right.
So Family Life, Dennis Rainey, Bob Lapine, it's their film. When I went to see it in NRB, and you and I saw each other at NRB, I thought I was going to see a documentary, you know, from Family Life, kind of tips and tricks on how to have a better marriage.
Right.
I didn't realize it was a feature-length film.
Exactly.
Speaking of a film to bring your Kleenex to, Like Arrows is one of them.
Yeah.
Follows Charlie and Alice as they start dating, as they get married, and to their 50th wedding anniversaries and the highs and lows of their family lives. And while we watch their family lives, we're reminded of the importance of our own family. And that's the kind of film that jazzes me. Not a vengeance.
And the redemptive grace of a God who loves us. I mean, their family started with an unplanned pregnancy before marriage.
Absolutely. That's where this one goes. So.
And what I love about this, Bob, is that I believe the majority of families could relate to their situation there. I mean, this isn't all Christianized up. I mean, these are two people, you know, that have a child and, you know, they're hoping to do the best they can, which is any first parent's hope is that, hey, I hope I don't bugger this thing up here. You know, I don't damage this kid. And
even though they don't damage the kid, because we all have free will, one of their children makes some decisions to kind of go his own way, prodigal.
A prodigal, yeah, exactly.
And but there is a coming back around moment. And whether you've had a prodigal as a parent, you know, if he's like, I've had a prodigal, I can relate, or you've never had, we can all relate to this story. I'm glad you brought it up. It's just, it's again, Tuesday night and Thursday night, and those are the only two nights it's playing in America. Maybe they'll bring it back for an encore, but never count on the encore. You know, it's always best to go Tuesday or Thursday and see what happens. But
well, this is one that you really want to support, people of faith. I mean, this goes out to you, a direct message. You want to support. This is a good movie. And, you know, you complain that, you know, Avengers and all these other movies, R-rated movies are out there. Well, now you've got a family movie that is faith-based, certainly. But, well, I'll tell you, Alex, you know, the Kendricks brothers got involved with this to help, you know, Dennis Rainey and Faith Life, Family Life, you know, put this together. And my goodness, it is well done. And, you're going to appreciate it. And it's well worth the investment. In fact, while you're there, get the big box of popcorn. Okay. But also, as Bob said, bring tissues.
Stuff them in your purse. Stick them in your pocket if you're a guy.
Yes.
You just might need them.
Yeah, because big guys will cry. There's no doubt about it. Bob Waliszewski on Bill Martinez Live. Robert, as always, appreciate the insight, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers.